It's a nice day today, but we have more hot weather coming the end of this week, and that means the need to keep our pets safe. Star 97.7 asked Dr. Michael Bailey, president of the American Veterinary Association, how to keep your dog safe when you go for that daily walk.
The first thing you have to think about is check the area which you're going to be walking. If it's asphalt, check to see if it's excessively hot. If it's concrete, remember, it can get hot also. Check it with your hand. And probably the best thing is, if you're not sure, if you know it's going to be a very hot day, go out walking early, and if at all possible, walk on grass, not asphalt or concrete.
Dr. Bailey says if your pet has light skin or thin fur, consider a pet-safe sunscreen available through your vet. It's summer, and many of us wouldn't think of leaving our pets behind when we travel. Dr. Michael Bailey is president of the American Veterinary Association. He tells Star 97.7, even when driving, make sure your pet has adequate ventilation. And of course, never leave your pet alone in that car. We asked Dr. Bailey about what to look for as far as signs of heat stress.
Do they have excessive panting? Are they looking anxious? It may not just be the fact that they're someplace strange. Are they staggering? If you look at their gums should be nice and pink and moist. If their gums are blue or tacky, that means they're getting dehydrated. If you're going anyplace, have 2 cups of water per pound of body weight available per day.
Dr. Bailey also cautions against allowing your pet to swim in lakes and ponds. He says you never know what chemicals have leaked into them that your pet might swallow or be exposed to. Storms, wildfires, floods, disasters can occur almost without warning. Dr. Michael Bailey is president of the American Veterinary Association. He tells Star 97.7.
Prepare beforehand. That means talking with your veterinarian. And if you think that there's something that's going to happen, we're talking about summer, you're up in Maine, it could be anywhere, have a go bag beforehand to make sure that if something does happen, you can easily get out of the house. Never leave your pet behind. Your pet is part of the family.
Dr. Bailey says in that go bag, pack a leash, water, and a container from which to drink, medication, and for cats, a collapsible box you can fill with litter. For a wealth of other information on pet safety, visit avma.org.